Welcome to Relatively New Flute Music Monday with Dr. Tammy Evans-Yance. I'm on faculty at Newberry College in Newberry, South Carolina, and the University of South Carolina, Aiken, in, you guessed it, Aiken, South Carolina. And I'm usually guilty of having too many projects going on all at once, which you can check out at my website, www.tammyevansyance.com. The work that we're going to be looking at today is a piece by Samuel Barber called Canzone for Flute and Piano. And Barber was born 1910, died in 1981, and he is an American composer. And odds are you've heard something of Samuel Barber before, even though maybe his name is not familiar to you. Probably you've heard his works in some capacity, because really they've entered popular culture by this point. One of those works that you've probably heard is called Adagio for Strings, which was written in 1936 and is a string orchestra arrangement of the second movement of his string quartet, Opus 11. Like I said, this is part of popular culture. It's been featured at prominent state funerals. It's heard on TV shows, movie soundtracks such as Platoon and The Elephant Man by my favorite director, David Lynch. It's been featured on the soundtrack of video games and apparently is quite popular in the trance music community, having been covered multiple times in that vein. Another well-known work by Barber is Knoxville, Summer of 1915, which was written in 1947. It's originally written for soprano and orchestra, although in recent times it's also been gaining popularity for tenor and orchestra. And the text for this piece comes from the prologue to the novel A Death in the Family by American author James Agee, which is really a very lovely novel. And the piece is beautiful and really nostalgic. So the flute work, Canzone, is actually an arrangement of the second movement of Barber's Piano Concerto, Opus 38, and that movement was originally titled Canzone Moderato. The Piano Concerto was commissioned by Schirmer, the music publishers, in honor of their 100th anniversary, and the premiere was given in New York in 1962. Barber himself transcribed the second movement for flute and piano, and it is called Canzone Opus 38A. The work is dedicated to Manfred Eibl, who was an amateur German flutist who Barber met in 1959. Now, there's sort of an interesting story with this piece. According to All Music Guide, the flute work was titled Elegy, but wasn't published or cataloged as such, and was actually written before the Piano Concerto. The title Elegy, by the way, does not appear on my copy of the music anywhere. I'm not sure if it appeared on earlier publications, earlier versions of it, but I don't see it on mine at all. And so 2 years later, 2 years after writing this work, it was renamed Canzone, and then after that, the melody appears as the basis of the second movement of the Piano Concerto. So it would appear that Barber actually, or this melody actually predates the Piano Concerto. And so then after the Piano Concerto was premiered and well received, he rededicates the flute work, which uses that melody, that same year, and he calls it officially his Opus 38A. And apparently this was not unusual for Barber to do. He would occasionally reuse melodies to which he became particularly attached throughout his career, which is kind of an interesting economical use of musical material for this particular composer. As far as the flute stuff, this work is a beautiful, lush piece of music. It takes full advantage of the flute's dark, low register. It's a pretty standard arch shape. The beginning features long, slow notes, a faster tempo with quicker, higher notes, and a louder dynamic level in the middle section, and then a return to low and slow at the end. Even though it's a 20th century piece, it's quite romantic in style. It includes really long melodies, which could possibly present some breathing issues for the flutist. And when you just take a look at the score, you'll notice a lot of slurs that stretch across long expanses of notes. And so obviously you'll want to plan your breathing to respect these slurs and make sure that you maintain the integrity of the phrase. You'll also want to use the momentum of the piece that's just naturally written in to help you bring out the intensity. The intensity is naturally created through the increase in several different musical elements. One is going to be an increase in dynamics. Another is an increase in the note speed. And we also have the flute moving into a higher register. So all of these things combined and happening simultaneously create intensity in sort of that middle peak part of the work. So the opportunity to play around with really delicious tone color in this work is something to take full advantage of as flutists. Flute World rates this as a 3, level 3, which according to their catalog is moderately difficult and suitable for a high school student or early college. And there is some doodly stuff, which is my oh-so-scholarly term for any elaborate technical passage. Really, it's not too technical, and the work is not out of reach of a relatively advanced student. The work is published by Schirmer, and if you're looking for something, if you're looking for a work that's really nice, audience-friendly, what will go over really well, that can kind of stretch your tone and your tone color production, this might just be the work that you're looking for. Thanks so much for listening today. I'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments, or if there are any specific relatively new flute works that you would like to know more about, please don't hesitate to contact me through my website, which again is www.tammyevansyance.com.